We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast about food. We're two hosts duel for food supremacy. And today is probably the most daring duel of all. A dessert hot dog.
Dessert hot dog.
Wow.
Now, you could have taken this so many different ways. We could have.
Ice cream.
Could have.
Cake.
Yeah. Those are all good. Jello mold. We already touched on that. Could have done hot dog jello.
I tried not to make myself miserable and not do anything like that, but
I was going to, and then in the process of not making myself miserable, I realized how much work my plan was, so I just decided to make myself a little miserable.
I had two ideas, and I thought one of them was cheating, so I also did a different one, but they're kind of complementary in a way.
I did a very similar thing, but I didn't do the cheaty one. I just didn't follow through because it was a lot of work. Tell me.
Let's get into what I did for my dessert hot dog. The cheaty one was just cornbread. Cornbread and hot dogs. Cornbread a dessert? It's sweet.
Yes. It's sweet. It's sweet bread.
It's
sweet
flour
bread. Like banana
corn,
bread counts as
corn?
A dessert. Yeah. I would count that.
It felt like it was cheating.
Well, yeah, because it's good.
I made something that I knew was going to be delicious.
Yeah.
But as we alluded to in an earlier episode, I also candied a hot dog.
Yeah. Now, I forgot about that already. Now,
it was moments ago, but weeks for the listeners.
Now, what? What does that mean?
So I looked up just how to candy bacon. I was like, I'll just start there. It's brown sugar, chili pepper, cook it, roll it in the bacon, and just cook it on broil. So I did that, but with hot dogs.
Okay. You broil it?
I did. But you just put it in the oven. You just put it in the oven.
Okay.
I guess then, yeah, I ovened a hot dog. That's the
fair. Okay.
I'll just call it an oven.
Well, now,
lots of questions here.
How does that taste? Like sugar and a hot? I can't put those flavors together. My brain won't do it.
It's not as good as bacon because it is missing some of the fat content. I think there was a different hot dog that I could have bought that was like a 75-25. Am I lying? I think I bought an 85-15 hot dog. But I think they have a fattier hot dog out there that you could use. That would probably be a better use of it. But just brown sugar.
Cornbread looks beautiful.
My cornbread was a Jiffy box.
Jiffy box is the best cornbread. The best.
It was honey flavored because I thought even just the regular one would be cheating. It's like I got to put a little bit of like some sort of dessertiness into this. So I chose the honey one.
You added the honey yourself?
No, it was honey. The honey Jiffy. So Jiffy has multiple things going on, though. They got a multigrain, they got a honey, they got a buttermilk, they got a banana.
What? Banana cornbread? Whoa! Okay, that would be good with ice cream on it.
And as a gluten-free person like you, corn flour, I mean, that's got to be like a great gift.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You would think that I would have put that together before this moment. Yes.
So I ended up my girlfriend said to like drizzle or eat the candied hot dog with the cornbread, and that was also delicious. And that was a no-brainer.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the candied hot dog itself was not the best.
I think it burned the way I did it. I think there's a way to do it.
Okay.
But you have to be more cautious because I sliced it thin like I thought bacon would need to be sliced thin, but that was wrong. I think I should have just like crisscrossed cut the hot dog and then done it with the bacon or with the brown sugar and the chili, but
chili sounds like a really nice addition, though.
It's what you use chili pepper and brown sugar. You can eat some bacon.
Huh. I would like to say I'm going to try that, but I already know I'm not.
If it was handed to you, you would eat it and be delicious. But yeah.
I would, but I won't use the broiler anymore.
I mean.
Oh, you would rate yours?
Four, I guess. I mean, as a dessert, that, I mean, I don't know. If, like, I felt like I didn't go all in. I didn't, like, use Cool Whip, or I didn't try to make, like, a hot dog brownie. You know, I didn't, like, I feel like I didn't go all in.
Whoa.
I mean, but it's hard to, I feel like it's hard to convince yourself to put in a lot of effort of something that's probably going to be disgusting, right? Did you go into it thinking it would probably be gross? Because I know I did.
I knew everything that I came up with other than this would have been gross, yeah.
Okay.
The hot dog donut? No.
I could see the spring. Well, that's like the candied bacon thing. You could sprinkle it on top.
See, that's the trick, is to make that like an extra topping. Because they put candied bacon on, like, they put them on cookies. You put them on cookies before. You put bacon on cookies before. You put, you know, bacon on brownies. True. You could do that. It's a thing.
That's true.
In the 2000s, bacon got its mitts onto everything.
Everything. Everything got baconed. Candles. I still see candles that are bacon scented.
Lip gloss.
I mean, just rub bacon fat on your mouth at that.
You dumb pig. I thought you were going to say something really insulting after that.
No, but thanks for picking up my slack. Oh, yeah. Okay. So wait, did you give a rating? I'm sorry.
Yeah, three.
A three. Okay.
What did you end up deserting?
You beat me. Well, I'll tell you what my original idea is, because it's a good idea. I was going to make a food that looked like a dessert, but was savory. So I was going to be sneaky that way.
Oh.
So I was gonna do a banana split, but have it be all savory. So the hot dog would be the banana on the side, like sliced in half.
I'm already putting it together.
Right? And then a pile of mashed potatoes, a pile of some sort of chopped meat for the chocolate one, and a pile of macaroni and cheese for the yellow one. And then I had different toppings. One of them was like roasted red peppers. One of them was caramelized onions. One of them was something else. I don't have my notes with me, so I don't know.
That's like a food top. That's a real like top chef challenge meal you're trying to make there.
Yeah.
That would have been so incredible looking.
Wouldn't it? I did none of it. Whoa, there's the biggest, this has nothing to do with anything. There's the biggest woodpecker on my clothesline right now. It is so, it's one of those like Woody the Woodpecker ones with like the mohawk.
Oh my gosh.
It's so huge. So what I did, so instead, my lazy bones did a dessert dog. So I cooked the hot dog. I think I pan fried it. I think I pan fried all the hot dogs.
I tried to do it a little bit different every time.
Yeah, I just tried to not microwave all of them, and I succeeded at that, so I was good enough. So I did, I had made peach preserves, like, with, like, cinnamon and brown sugar and, like, fresh peaches from the farms. I made that, and I had some kettle corn, and there was a lot of sauce with that peach stuff, so I just, like, put those sweet things on a bun. And if you can believe it, it was f***ing disgusting. Grossest things I could ever make.
Yeah.
Oh, I scared the woodpecker away.
You should have just gone like with your funnel cake idea or like your circus idea. I think that would have been your carnival food hot dog. You put it in a waffle cone or something. You did like a whole carnival theme.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that would have been a smarter idea than what I did. I just didn't want to put like direct sugar on it. So I was trying to like figure out another way. Do you remember that Simpsons joke about Clint Eastwood eating hot dogs with sugar on it?
No, but I'm going to insert it here if I can find it.
It's an episode. I think Clint Eastwood is on the episode, and there's like they do a whole thing about him eating sugar hot dogs. Anyways, so that was gross. But I saved it by scraping all the popcorn. I thought the popcorn was a clever idea. It was not.
Yeah. Maybe
like, scraping the popcorn and the peach stuff off and I put pickles and avocados on it and just ate it like that. And it was better. It's not a dessert at all, but I failed this challenge.
I think brown sugar was the sneaky way to sweeten a thing.
Yeah, well, I had brown sugar in the peach stuff. There's just peaches and brown sugar and cinnamon and ginger. So I thought maybe like there was a fruit that would pair with a hot dog, but it wasn't what I did.
I think they make like applewood smoked hot dogs.
They do applewood smoked bacon for sure, so probably. Oh, that reminds me. Thank you. So what I did try after I made this food, the fancy grocery store by us, we had a gift card and we went there and they sell smoked hot dogs. So they just take they make the hot dogs, I think, in-house and then they smoke them like to cook them. And if you can find those anywhere or if you can make them, you're like smoke them yourself. They are insane how delicious they are.
Whoa.
It like makes a hot dog taste like a fancy sausage. Like it like bumps it up like four classes, but is still a hot dog at heart. It's so good. I had it with things and just like as a hot dog bun, like in a bun itself. It was amazing every single way I tried it.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I think we both approached it the wrong way. We probably should have done like a more like Asian dessert or like Indian dessert Ooh. Inspired kind of Ooh. Thing, like a more like an ube hot dog or like
what's ube? Is that the
it's
plum?
Like a, it's like a potato. It's a sweet potato.
Oh,
tastes like delicious
oh,
sweet potato.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
or like red bean paste and hot dogs.
Yeah.
I think
is what we should have done.
I think there was a way to have done like a more spicy, savory, desserty hot dog.
Yeah. And if we did like a some sort of like sweet, spicy drizzle on it, like if there was like a, I don't know, some sort of spicy hot sauce that you could put on it to go with it.
Yeah.
That would have, but like that also was sweet, like pineapple in it or something. That would
have
been better.
Pineapple hot dog, I think that might be the fruit combination you need.
You know?
That sounds pretty good.
I can see that. Oh, we could have, like an appetizer, like little pineapple, like grilled pineapple chunks, and then you put the, like with a little toothpick in it, you know, like appetizer style. That would have been good.
Yeah, like a little Hawaiian taste.
We
just thought too traditional with our desserts, I think.
We did. We're trying to force it. Or I was trying to force it.
Yeah. I was trying to avoid disaster. I'm going to make a cake. I'm going to put a cake in. I'm going to put a hot dog in a cake. And the only other cake I found was something called an olive oil cake. And I was like,
I've made that before.
Yeah. I was like, that's probably okay.
It's not as good as a cake.
Yeah. It was like, I'm just going to do cornbread. I know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But
olive oil cake is really dense and heavy. And yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to force the issue to see if like cornbread is a dessert because it's sweet. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you could also put some like candied nuts in there too for like some just like different textures. Your idea is great, honestly.
Honestly, just like candied pecans on top of like a grilled hot dog would probably be delicious. Like maple syrup or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like some bourbon syrup. Maybe, or like bourbon syrup mixed with mayo or something, so it's still like
almost
a
like
bit
a
savory
breakfasty dessert thing.
Yeah, yeah, and we're back to breakfast because pancakes.
Cake's in the name of the pancake. Pancake could be a dessert.
That's true, but I already used it for my breakfast contribution, so yeah. This one was definitely a harder one, but.
Who would have thought turning hot dogs into a dessert would have been difficult? But we like the challenge.
Yeah. Gotta fit the theme.
What should have we have done? Join us at topropechef.com. Tell us all the ways we could have made dessert hot dogs. Follow our Patreon, patreon.com/topropechef.
/hot dog.
That link will get you nowhere.